The last time we met was a while ago. Was it a week ago?
More. Like it was Chanukah.
It was Chanukah vacation.
Before that was Chanukah.
Yes, we spoke about the different halakim of the Tzuras Adam. There's three spiritual halakim, and then there's a fourth spiritual chalak that joins all of them together. It's Klali. Then there's the body. So we talk about five halakim. We talked about where you start with the guf. The guf's the body. That's important. And then the kayach beguf. The kayach beguf is the aspect of the soul that's responsible for the body being alive. But it doesn't do anything. It's a couch potato. It just lives. And then there's an aspect of the soul that is higher than that, that it causes the Tzuras Adam to strive, to move, to go somewhere. And he said that that chelik is not a logical chelik, so it just gives a person a drive to move. Yeah, I gotta move, I gotta get out of here. Where are you going? It doesn't matter, I gotta go. You know, that's what typifies this kayak. It's a kayak without any seichel. And we said that's called the nefesh. And then you have the intellect, the seichel. And when all the four halakim function in concert, you're okay. You're okay. You have a force, you have a body, you have a force that keeps the body alive. You have a force that it caused you to advance and move and to shift. And then you have the seichel, the intelligence. We spoke about the different body parts are the mishkan, are the resting place of these keichas. The life force is in the liver. The kayach, that gets a person to move. It's called the nefesh. It's in the heart. And the intellect is the brain. So there's different nekudas of chibur. There's different points of chibur. We talked about the emotions of the heart, jealousy, hatred. So these are all tetzais of the kayach nefesh. Because the body certainly doesn't hate. And the life force is very, very contentious to sit there and do absolutely nothing. So it doesn't hate. That's not jealous. You're jealous of someone. Let's say if an individual is jealous of someone, that means that guy got somewhere that you want to get to. So the kayak beguf doesn't care about getting anywhere. It just lives. And then the intellect, you have the covet. Drives it. Covet is something which only someone who possesses intellect has any concept of what that is. The animals could hate, and animals could take revenge. They could. But they have no intellect, so they don't. They have no intellect. They have no drive for covet.
What about regret?
It's also emotion. It's also
emotion
in the heart.
It's
in the heart. It's an emotion. It's in the heart. Regret. Yeah. If it does anything that's not logical, any emotion that's not necessarily logical. The guy was about to do an aver and it got taken away from him and he regrets it. So that's not in the cup. That's not the intellect. Come in. Enter, please.
Enter.
It's not Yoni.
Kanes.
That's Yoni.
Any emotion is going to be in the heart. That's why animals, they have no sense of covet. They don't have that. They don't have that chelak and neshama.
But they do have some sort of neshama.
They have emotions. They have love, happiness, loyalty. These are real emotions. when they make decisions, the decisions are based on self-preservation. They have a very strong sense of self-preservation. Decisions are based out of loyalty, but not intellect. So we spoke about the words of the Maral. That's the Mishnah that says, Akina, Taiva, Vakavad, Metinus, Adam, and Ilam, Kina, Taiva, and Kavad. Taiva is the Chiluka, is the emanates from the Kayach Beguf. Taiva is you want to bring things to you. Taiva just sit and absorb. Kina is in the Lev, and Kavad's in the Mech. And then you have a fourth kayak, which joins all three kayaks together, that they should be able to work together as one. And it's a fourth kayak, and that's the ruchniest part of the person. Then you have the guf. We mentioned that the Ben Yisrael has another kayak, and that was the mechama between the Yevanim and Klal Yisrael. They're fighting over that kayak. That's what we discussed last time. I want to learn with you a shtickle from the Vilna Gaon. It's on Sefer Kehelis. We read Kehelis, Shabbos Kol Meitzukis, and starts with Divrei Kehelis Ben David Melech B'Yushalayim. These are the words of Kehelis, at Shlomo Melech, Ben David, Melech B'Yushalayim, Havel Havalim, Hevel and more Hevel. Hevel Havalim is Hevel and more Hevel. Amr Kehelis. Kehelis said, Hevel Havalim, everything is Hevel, HaKol Hevel. It's all Hevel. It says the word Hevel 5 times in the Pasuk. Hevel Havalim, Amr Kehelis. Hevel Havalim, HaKol Hevel. So something about Hevel here. Very important. Emphasis, you know, again and again and again and again again. Hevel. So the Vilna Gaon connects this to Kain and Hevel. So here we go. You ready? You do it, keep out of the old kaikas. There's four kaikas in a person. Daimen is a part of. Daimen means literally silent. Is a part of the person that doesn't say anything. That's the body. Tzemeach is a part of a person that sprouts, grows, like a plant, but a plant doesn't do anything. So the daimem is silent. That's a body. Tzemeach sprouts. The body sprouts. The body lives. But plants don't move. They don't go from place to place. Not in real life. Plants, they stay there. They grow, and they behave themselves, and they don't move, and they stay where they are, and they don't do anything. Chai. That's a fourth chaluk that they actually move from place to place. And medaber. Capable of speech. An animal is not a medaber. So an animal is daimen tzemeach and chai. It has a part of it, its makeup that's inactive, you know, that's dormant. Tzemeach, the animal also has growth. Chai, the animal also has life. It moves from place to place. And a human being has a fourth kelo called medaber. And then in nature you have things that are just diamond. Rocks are diamond, plants are tzemeach, animals are chai, and Adam is medaber. So in the world you have examples of each one. Plus Adam, you have all of them. And that's, you know, that's something which Chazal say. That Adam Rishon was created last because of Kadosh Baruch Hu took all the kaikas of the Bria without exception and created Adam with all the kaikas of creation. But since the creation is created in order to help Adam achieve his goal, so he was created after everything was created, and all the kaikas of the Velt are in Adam. And when Adam HaRishon goes up, when he has an aliyah, so all the materials, all the elements of his makeup, they're mechubar to him because they're actually inside of him. He has a plant. Every person has a plant. We have a plant inside of us. We have a rock inside of us. We have an animal inside of us. The inner beast, the inner plant, the inner rock, you know. And the seichel. So that's why, you know, that's why Adam is mechubar with the bria. He's mechubar with the bria because he has contributions from the bria in him. So when he's idle, the whole bria is idle. So daimim ain ben nefesh klal. Daimim has no life force in it. It has no life force of its own. Shmai made a love. Daimim means it's quiet. It's quiet because it doesn't say anything, because it has nothing to say. It's daimim. It's a mace. A mace is a daimim. Tameach yish ben nefesh achas. Something that sprouts has one nefesh. Nefesh et samachas. It's a life force that promotes growth. And that's all it does. It grows. Why? Who knows? Who cares? It grows. It has another nefesh in addition to the nefesh at Tzimachas. It's called Ruach HaChiyuni. And then it's alive. Animals are considered alive. Plants are not alive. Why is there a line drawn between an animal and a plant? Because animals do things and plants don't do anything. Animals accomplish. Animals have a purpose. Plants, we do things with the plants. They don't do anything. So you need the nefesh ha-temachas plus the ruach ha-chiyuni in order to be called a chai. A plant is not considered alive. An animal is 100% alive. But Adam yishkei kayach sechli hu ha-medaber. So these are the same chalakim as the Maral, they may have slightly different names. The daimim is the guf, the tzameach is the kayach beguf, the chai is the nefesh, and the medab is the seichel. That's the parallels. Because people, the reason why animals don't speak is not because their larynx isn't developed enough, it's because they have nothing to say. That's why. This is Gamba Ephesus Medabrim. They don't have no sechel. Medabr is someone that expresses intelligent speech. Ephes, parrots, are not Medabrim because they're not expressing sechel. They're just mimicking. They're not expressing. When they speak, they're not expressing what's going on internally. So it's not called Dibur. Dibur is taking what's on the inside and bringing it to the outside. When a parent does that, a parent is not expressing what's on the inside. He's taking something from the outside and he's spreading it to the outside. You ever this mice about this parrot? The parrot was Makar of people.
Yep.
There was a Kira professional. There is, he's still active. And he had this rare bird. It wasn't a parrot. It was a rare bird. It was very expensive, an exotic bird. And he spoke. And he taught the parrot to say Shalom Aleichem when the guests came in. He taught him to say the Shabbos. He taught him to say in the middle of the meal, the parrot would say, the bird, whatever bird it was, would say Sings Miris. He had people over that were not religiously affiliated as of yet. And this bird was a conversation piece that it made more Bali Tshuva than many other people. I mean, it's also, but it's not speech. That was his tachlis. But it's not speech because the bird wasn't taking anything from the inside and bringing it out, revealing. Ki yadu anim tzabad and gimel nefashis. Atzameach v'chai v'sichli. See, the Vilna Gaon calls in different names. So we had Rechaim Velashna, the Maral, and the Vilna Gaon, they're all talking about the same thing. And they all have different names for it. Rechaim Velashna calls them Nefesh Ruach Neshama. It started from the bottom and going to the top. The Maral calls it Kayach Baguf Nefesh Seichel. And the Vilna Gaon calls it Tzemeach Chayin Seichel. So Seichel for the Vilna Gaon is the same thing as the Maral Seichel. And just bear in mind that what the Maral calls nefesh, Reb Chaim Volozhin calls ruach, and the Vilna Gaon calls chai. Make yourself a chart. I would advise you. Yeah, I did. It helps. Okay, so you have the bottom three is Kayach Beguf, Nefesh, and Tzemech. Kayach Beguf, Nefesh, and Tzemech. And the second level is Nefesh, Ruach, and Chai. And the third level is Neshama, Seichel, and Seichel. Lehein Naran. If you see the abbreviation Naran, so it's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Naran. The Nefesh, Mishkana, Bekavod, the Nefesh, what the Maral calls the Kayach Beguf, lives in the liver, because the liver has the blood, and the blood is where Taiva comes from. Blood and Taiva go hand in hand. Ruach Belev, because the heart is where emotions are. And emotions are experienced by people that they want to get somewhere, or they want to get away from something. And the Shama B'mayach, because that's the intellect. Each chaluk of the neshama wants what it is. So the neshama wants intelligent things. The heart wants emotional things, whether they're good or bad. It wants pure emotion. And the kayak beguf just wants. Just as long as it doesn't have to do anything to get it. It wants. I want to read you something, just wait a second. Mm-hmm. 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 Now, once we're talking about this, we read you an article. From Rabbi Yonason Rosenblum. He wrote this in the Mishpacha magazine. He talks about Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov sought to dwell in tranquility. Standing still is not just a dangerous idea, it's an impossibility. That's the message of the ladder that Yaakov saw in his dream as he embarked on the journey to Paddan Aram. The angels were in motion, constantly going up and down. If we're not constantly pushing ourselves to go up, we will go down. He quotes the Vilna Gaon in Mishle. We're like a bird. You flap your wings, you go. You stop flapping. The spiritual gravitational forces operating upon us are constantly pulling us lower. If we're not exerting a countervailing force, the trajectory is inevitably earthbound. It is daunting, no doubt, to understand that stasis is not an option. Nothing is sadder than seeing someone, particularly teenagers, without any ambitions or goals. And unfortunately, that state characterizes far too many of our youth. A friend of mine, who has taught for years at one of the many yeshivas that act as a reclamation project for boys who have already gone through 12 years of religious education. Isn't that awesome? Teaches in a yeshiva that acts as a reclamation project for boys who have already gone through 12 years of religious education. Described to me recently the daily and unsuccessful battle to get his Talmidim to put away their handheld devices during the Gemara Shiur. Even during a private conversation, many Talmidim do not make eye contact with the Rebbe or stop texting friends. Their entire days are spent distracting themselves and avoiding ever having to think about anything. Texting, is easier than cracking a Tysus. So texting wins. These kids have too infrequently experienced the sweetness of exerting themselves to reach a goal, of striving to achieve something.
So how does this guy know Rabbi Rosedale?
Rabbi Rosedale is not the friend that he's referring to.
Okay.
Well said, Rabbi.
What?
Well said.
You know, this is There's a character in a person which he calls the Kayak of Samicha, that it all does is grow and do absolutely nothing. Plants don't do anything. There's growth, but there's no point to it. Even plants that don't have a function grow. I mean, all it is that there's some life in there. But what's the life for? I don't know. It's there. For nothing. And we all have it. In different measures. And all it wants is that it wants. And it wants and it wants. Why? Because it wants. Is it going to do anything with it? No. It wants you to bring it to, you know, the typical picture of the couch potato that... He just exists for people to bring him beer during the commercials. That comes from something. That comes from the Nefesh Tzemachas. The Baruch Hashem is not the only thing that we have. We have other Chalakim. So the Nefesh, Misava, Michael, and Mishta. The Nefesh wants to eat and drink. Ki hu azaman u'megad l'meilid. That way you could grow. L'chein u'misav l'ila dvarim. And all the food comes to the liver. The liver is part of the digestive system. And all the food and drinks comes to the liver. And then it's processed there and filtered, and then it goes to the other parts of the body, because that's where the digestion takes place, in the liver. It acts as a filter for the blood. The nutrients are filtered out in the liver. We can call the tivus b'yom in a kavod. That's all the tivus. The pasuk says by Esav when he encountered Yankov. He said, "I'll retain your name in Hadaim, Hadaim as a kiyayef anachi. Give me of Halitanim and stuff me with this red stuff." So he brings down from the Sefer Zayir that Esav was saying something very profound. "I'll retain your name in Hadaim, Hadaim as a stuff me, fill me up, gratify my desires. Min Hadaim, Hadaim as a that comes from the red part of the body, which is the liver." The liver is made of blood. It's solid blood. It is blood. It's solid blood. But Ruach Mesavah covered Va'isha. What does the Ruach want? The Ruach is on a higher level because the Ruach wants to be active. The Ruach wants to accomplish. It wants to accomplish indiscriminately, whether it's a logical thing or not. But it definitely wants to accomplish. So it wants wealth, not just food. It wants power. It wants to go up. When you eat, you don't go up. You don't elevate. You don't go higher. You don't go anywhere when you eat and drink. When you get money, cash, so you move. You up. You move up in society. You're from the movers and the shakers, and you move upwards. You're socially mobile. It moves. It's called the Kayak Hama'ira. The Rambam again uses this word. The Kayak Hama'ira. Jealousy, haughtiness, that all comes from positioning. You're up, you're down, I want to be up, I want you to be down, I want to make sure you never get up again. It's all going places. It's the worst midas in the evil heart. And Lev Taiv is the best of all Midas Tavis. And that's called Nefesh Ruach HaBahamias. Gam Kim Bebehem, an animal has these things. So Nefesh, that's what the Maral calls it. So the Vilna Gaon says it. He quotes it. I mean, the Vilna Gaon is saying the word Nefesh and Ruach. He brings both words. He brings the Maral's word and the Nefesh HaKayim's word. Lachin him is Avin Dvorim Bahamim. You want to go, you want to move, you want to go places, but the things that you want, you have in common with an animal. And neshama is above and beyond. It's a chelak alikim imal. It wants things that are values in Shemayim. The values in neshama are the values of the heavens. The dvorim alikim. You want godly things. You want things that make sense. Because it's attached, it's connected to the brain, which is the makam ha-chokma v'makshava. Thoughts emanate from beyond this world. The proper thoughts. Logical thoughts. Chokma thoughts. Any thought that makes sense, that has a logic to it, any thought that transcends the narishkeit of this world, did not come from here. It came from the world where you don't have this nashkeit. And it comes down here. It's like a visitor. It's a very rare visitor. Comes into this world. Chachma me'ayin timatik. Where does chachma come from? It comes from ayin. Where's ayin? Ayin is no place. Meaning no place. No place that's a place. It comes from the place of no places.
Land of green earth.
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Makshav is the dveikus in the yira. Shekal mishna tarim afok behem. The Tzivir Dvarim talks about, it sings the praises of Chachma. Va'ata Yisrael mo Hashem alakach Hashem mincha ki'im the yira. Va'ay v'psukim k'neidah. Va'amak hadmoinim. You have everything together, you have a person. And Amdu B'Shleishim Le'Adam, you find them in three people. Kayin, Hevel, and Shes. Kayin Haya Ivid Adama. He was a farmer. Nachal, to eat. Delicious Rimanim, to drink. So you're a farmer, you live off the land. Hevel Rayat Sain. He didn't live off the land, he was occupied with raising livestock. V'ashrish Tzenecha Lamnek Hashem Ashrish V'ashrish Balayim. He was occupied in wealth. Ram Kvashim L'Vushecha. Your clothing came from sheepskin. And Rabbi Yechana, we call it the mani mechabdusa. So the clothing makes the man. It's an expression, right? The clothing makes the man. So the Gemara says, mani, Rabbi Yechana says, he called clothing mechabdusa, my covet. And it comes from sheep. So you see a connection between sheep and covet. Desire and pursuit of honor. So desire is that you stay in your place, you want everything, all your desires to come to you. And pursuit of honor is you're willing to get up and go after it, providing that you get somewhere and you advance. So he calls them, one is called the Misaveh. That's Taiva, and the other he calls Misairah. Misairah means to awaken, and that's the pursuit of covet, because you have to be awakened, you have to be in motion to get there. Hey, Mataima Shinodim Kain V'Hevel. When Kain was born, he was born with a twin. When Hevel was born, So he was born with two twins. He was a triplet. So there were three daughters and two sons in the beginning of the Bria. He says that he breaks it down. And he said, this, just like the Maral does in Pirkei Avos, that the root of all Midas Rais, Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. Kina is jealousy, Taiva is passion, and Kavod is a pursuit of honor. The taiva is in the nefesh, because the chelak is the neshama that doesn't want to do anything, doesn't want to accomplish anything, it just wants, it absorbs. So the taiva is in the nefesh. Kina and kavod are in the ruach. The ruach has kina and kavod. That is a little bit different than the maral, because the maral puts kavod by the seichel. Maras is kina, taiva, and kavod. So taiva is the kayak beguf. Kina is the nefesh. And kavod is the seichel. The Vilnagain does not put kavod by the seichel. He puts kavod together with kina. The ruach. Rashi says because there's two types of kavod. There is a kavod that's in the seichel. But the cover that the Vilna Gaon is talking about is a cover that's in the same category as Kina. It's a puzzle cover. So Kaya, that's why he puts it together with Kina. He's not talking about cover amiti. He's not talking about logical cover. He's talking about the cover of advancement, self-advancement. So the Gemara Midas, but Tamida Shabila Marasha, Kina Taiva Kavod. Nefesh Rechava, Ruach Gevaya, and Ayin Ra. These are the three Midas of Tamida Shabila Marasha. Nefesh Rechava, a broad Nefesh, that's Taiva. Ruach Gevaya, uplifted Ruach, that's Kavod. Ayin Ra, evil eye, that's Kina. Kina Taiva Kavod. Bela Marasha remembers, he gets an A, he got all three right. Nimcha Shtei Midas Beruach. And that's why Kevel had an extra twin. Because he had one twin for Kina, and another twin for Kavod. So maybe he was married to two, he married them, you know. He was married to two bad Midas. And Kayin only had Taiva. Kayin was Taiva because he lived off the land. A little interesting, yeah. Kayin lived off the land, and Hevel had Kina and Kavod. He says Kayin is Taiva and Hevel is Kina and Kavod. He was born with twins. One's name was Kina. And the other one was covered. So Kayin was Nefesh. And Hevel was Ruach. So he says that Kayin has an edge over. Kayin has taiva. He said about taiva. He says something good could come from about taiva. Because let's say he has a tremendous meal, and he has a big taiva. He wants to eat it all up. He wants to eat everything. But at some point he has to stop. There's a limited amount that about taiva could eat. He's got to stop somewhere. He goes to an all-you-can-eat buffet. He's got to stop. He's limited. So if he has some leftover food, he wants to eat it. He wants so much to eat everything up, but he can't.
Kyan probably had like a lot of time. He'd clean out the restaurant.
Well, he had a big restaurant. He had the whole world. It's empty. It wasn't when I came back. Kyan, he said about Taiva, once he gets enough of his Taiva, at least for the moment, so he's satisfied, you know, he's full, he can't eat anymore. So he'll take the leftovers and he'll give it to somebody. Because he can't use it anymore. His taiva is satiated. He's full, he's up to the top, he's finished. So he'll take the mutton, the leg of mutton, and he'll give it to a poor person. So he's saying taiva does have its advantages over other midas. Because when the taiva is satiated, momentarily satiated, of course he's gonna put his finger down his throat, throw up, and eat again. But I'm saying, but until he does that,
to be like, I wish I saw that leg of mutton. Right.
What about Kavod doesn't have that?
No, but he says, but
why not?
Well, because he said that the difference because
same thing. Momentarily, you'll be
about Baruch Gavaya. That's about Gaiva. If he ever does anything, he'll never do anything altruistic. He'll never do anything for the sake of others. About Taiva, will do something for the sake of others as long as he's taken care of. First, I take first. And I get what I need, and I get what I want, and everybody better move out away from the table, because I'm here, and I'm going to get it, and I'm going to eat it. But when he's finished, so then he could sincerely give something, L'shem Shemayim. As long as his Taiva is not in the way, he can give it. And there's a point that he said, he can't fit anything more in his stomach. But about Gaiva never does anything for anybody else. He does everything for himself. Talks about Vanessa Lona Shem. He builds the basic Nessus. And you buy the silver Atara to adorn the top of the Sefer Torah. And it's all in order to acquire an Efer for oneself. So there's an edge. There's an edge that Baal Taiva has. So the Nefesh and the Ruach HaBahamas are on Kain and Hevel. And the Seichel is in the third of the Triumvirate. That's in Shes. And he's our Zedek. He said that's why when Kain brought a carbon, you asked about the Kabanas, so he brought inferior goods. Because he knows he can't eat everything, he can't consume everything, and he has to bring a carbon. But he's only bringing from the leftovers. And that's the derech of a Baal Taiva. He'll bring. And he'll give. And he's giving. He is giving. He was giving totally unselfishly the same Shemayim. But only after he takes first.
And have those carbonos weren't given, for cover?
If you give something for cover, then you make sure it's really nice.
Right. So it wasn't.
So Hevel was giving it for cover.
Why was it accepted?
Rather than someone's leftovers and his kavod gifts.
You know, we're sitting here and judging Kain and Hevel. We shouldn't really be doing that, you know. There is something that Hevel died, he was killed. If he was killed, then there must have been something flawed in his process, in the carbon process. And the Vulnagain is zooming in on that. But Hevel didn't think that that's what he was doing. Mm-hmm. Hevel thought he was doing L'shem Shemayim. We can't sit here and judge to what extent he was guilty, to what extent this flaw had an influence on his decision. Daily Elam, their flaws are undetectable by us. The mamish need the pnimius of the Vilna Gaon in order to see it. But it's a nekuda, it's a very small nekuda, it's a very small point. We shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that Hevel was, oh man, I'm going to bring a carbon, so I'm going to have a good reputation, I'm going to have a good name. There's only three people in the whole Gan Eden, who are you trying to impress?
Who's he trying to get covered?
Right. I'm just saying it's not Pashut. You know, the Vilna Gaon is telling us the Sherush of it, but it's not, but it's far from Pashut.
It was me that didn't really make sense at the time.
Okay, it's Chelek and Hashem was giving him an assign.
What was an assign? Who's he trying to get covered from?
It doesn't
could be the illogical cover.
It's not logical. Cover is not logical. Right. That's right, Yoni. Very good. So he brought from the best stuff, because you bring from the best stuff. You want to make sure it's nice and shiny. You get a better name. Kai didn't care. He's really giving it. He's giving it mamish the ganze heart, but he's only giving after he takes first. So he wasn't trying to impress anyone, so that's why he, there's Haggadis on the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim. I saw it brought down once. It was a milah that Kayan brought from the leftovers, because his hakara, what a Kaddish Baruch Hu was, is that Hashem doesn't care whether Hashem doesn't eat. Hashem doesn't care about quality. Hashem wants you to give with the ganze heart. And he did. And that was his cheshbon. So it's very close to what the Vologan is saying. Vologan is saying it's another Kud. He's taking first. And then whatever's left, he gives completely and totally B'lev Shalem. L'shem Shemayim without any other agenda. He had no other agenda. Cain had no other agenda. But he's going to take first. And Hevel had a nakuda, a small pintala, a small minute particle of nasalan Hashem. He brought flax, because nobody eats flax. Nobody really eats it.
I eat it with my oatmeal.
Exactly.
That's why you got to
go. Exactly.
So why was Hashem Mekabel Hevel's carbon if he had Shalei Lishma mixed in with the Lishma? So the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says La'ilam Yasek Adam B'Tayri of a Mitzvah Shalei Lishma Shemitay Shalei Lishma B'Lishma. So Hevel was right. You have to start somewhere. You have issues. You're trying to bring a carbon with the purest of intentions. But he has chalakim, he has parts of himself, but don't allow him to do that. So he's not going to wait until he's perfect before he brings the carbon. He's going to bring the best carbon that he can, knowing full well that there's a mixture of motives. And next time will be better. So Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted his carbon because the Maaser, he brought a carbon from the best, knowing that that's the way that you should be mechaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu, by bringing a carbon from the best. And even though part of his decision was self-serving, but it doesn't matter. The Mishnah says, "Mitach shleil lishma balishma." You see, the Kayan's carbon was also flawed, because even though it was sincere, but it was lacking in derech eretz and kavod for Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to treat him at least the way we treat another person. That's a concept which Cain didn't hold. And he brings a pasuk. The pasuk says that Hevel is Hevi Gam Hu. Hevel also brought. Hevi Gam Hu. So why does it say the word Gam Hu? He also brought. It's like a chiddush that Hevel brought. You see, because with Cain, it's not a chiddush that he brought, because he couldn't think he was full. What are you going to do with it? He has all the potatoes that he could possibly eat. He worked the land. And he has all that he can possibly eat. He can't fit anything more in. So what are you going to do with the rest? Bring a carbon. Okay. You have a car that's breaking down. Can't sell it. It doesn't run. So what do you do?
Donate it
to cash for kids. Right. So that's not a chiddush. You get a tax write-off. I wish we would have had such a thing here in Israel. My car, I don't even know where it is. It's an effort somewhere, lying around somewhere. So it's no chiddush. But by Havel, there is a chiddush that he brought. Because on the one hand, we're saying that he did it in order to make a name for himself. But on the other hand, if somebody's a Baltai, if somebody, you know, wants, it's very hard for them to give up. So to Hevel's credit, he was able to give up. So Gamu, the Hevel was a chiddush, he was able to give something up. But Kain, it's not a problem, because once he's full, giving up it's a no-brainer. And these are the midas that they're constantly pulling a person one way or another. The Vilna Gaon makes another diyuk. It's Vayibi Yesim Basada. That when they were alone in the field, that's when Cain killed Hevel. So he said, why is that important? He said, because Kayin's kayak is taiva, and Hevel's kayak is covered. And the kayak of covered, you know, what energizes a person, what gives a person strength is his midas. So people are not brought to covered when they're alone in the field. Hevel is a foreign entity in the field. He's, what makes Hevel, what blows him up, is not there. He's like a shadow of his former self in the field. There's no one around there for his need of cover to come out. But the kayak of taiva you always have. You're never alone without your taiva. Never, ever. So it's the Yibyesh and Basada. They were in the field. In the field there was no one else there. Adam wasn't there, Chav wasn't there, the three wives weren't there. So that's where Cain rose up. His Kayak HaTaiva is strong, just as strong in the field as anywhere else. And that rose up within him. And Hevel's drive for covered was passive, inactive, dormant. He was able to kill him. That's why it's the Yisrael Masada. And Shaysa says, "B'tzal Malakim is together Adam." That's why he says, "Havel Aval Makol Havel," because Kain's midah, sometimes you can get something good that comes from it. But Havel's midah is the midah of Havel. Havel Aval Makol Havel. Havel Aval Amar Kehelas Akol Havel. Because those midahs, Taiva and Kavod, Kinah and Kavod, could never, ever be selfless. They're always self-serving. They're not selfless. And taiva sometimes it could be mamish, it could be unselfish. So when the guy mamish, this is he echoes the words of the Maharal, he enhances the words of the Maharal. And now we're talking about the next chiluk, the chiluk of sheis. We spoke about it a little bit less. The chiluk of sheis, the chiluk of sheis is called the sechel anivdo. Maral explains elsewhere that there's two ways to look at the relationship with the body and soul. One is that the ikkar is the guf, and all the kaikas that are affiliated with the guf. And the whole purpose of the neshama al-yayna is to enable the guf to get what it wants in this world. And that's called the tzura, which is mudbas b'chaymer. When you're taking the tzura, the neshama, the spiritual aspect of the person, and you're imprinting it, or you're sinking it in to the physical body. And Klai shows the tzura nivdalis, because we look at things the other way around. That we are souls. That's what we are. That's our identity. And anything else, anything we've been talking about, that's all to be perused by the souls. The soul is to use these things, the tools in the hands of the master craftsman in order for the soul to use them to do what it wants. So it's called Tzura Nivdalis because it doesn't go down to the body, it doesn't fraternize with the body. It stays above and uses the body from above. It's like the soul of a person is like a puppeteer, you know, and it manipulates the ruach and the neshama and the kayak beguf for the all the chalakim and the body, in order to be used for things that in Shemayim are values. And that's why Klal Yisrael is called Adam. Atam Kriyam Adam. Because the definition of Adam is one that is spiritual creation. He has physical components that are to be used. That's what Adam is. V'einu mas Adam Kriyam Adam, because they did the other way around. They are a physical creation that they use the neshama for their physical needs. So we'll stop here. And we'll continue with the neshama.
Can't covet eventually be used like something that's not originally? How do you say the balishmat? Something that's not originally, you know, for good could become good, you know, for learning, for covet or something.